Residents of Washington's Okanagan Valley have been battling floodwaters for more than a week. But floods are not a new thing here. There have been two major floods in previous decades. Old-timers are now swapping stories about what it was like when the river overflowed its banks. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Major floods along the Okanagan River are burned into the collective memory of this valley.
My name's Arnie Marchand. I'm an Okanagan Indian, member of the Confederated Tribes of the Calvo Reservation. I was born in Omak.
Marchand works at the Museum and Visitor Center in Oroville. He was around when the second worst flood in recorded history took place back in 1948.
Yeah, I was 3 years old.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't remember anything until I was 22, probably.
But he does remember what his family had to say about it.
You have to understand that in 48, the war just got over. People are just coming back. The economy's picking up. It's really moving rapidly.
Marchand says the flood slowed some of that progress, but luckily his parents still had work.
It didn't hurt the agriculture that much. It hurt a couple of orchards, but mostly Dad and Mom were like every other Indian in this valley. You couldn't serve white people in a restaurant. All you had was the orchard work or construction work. That's all you could do. So if it didn't drown the orchards, it didn't hurt your job.
Gosh, it just flooded everything. And it was so exciting.
Ruth Temby and her husband Richard were in middle school in 1948 when the Okanagan River flooded at Tenasket.
But it caught everybody off guard because there hadn't been a flood in recorded, I don't think. Had there?
Well, there was one like in 1898 or something like that that was supposed to be way up, clear up to some pine tree that was quarter mile back from the river.
That flood actually took place in 1894, but there are no official records. It would be another 24 years before the valley saw a flood that was even worse than in 1948.
Well, later in 72, I guess, the kids took rowboats out and rowed through the neighbor's house.
Rowed through the actual house?
I think they could get through the window, just rowed through.
There's lots of things that were lost in 72 that thank God it's not, the devastation isn't that bad yet.
Both floods were so significant that when Brock Hyers saw forecasts for major flooding again this year, he paid a visit to the archives of the Omak Okanagan Chronicle. Hyers is the paper's managing editor. He hefts an enormous book labeled Archive 1972 onto a table and shows me what a neighborhood in Omak looked like at the time of the flood.
So it's a little white house, and then there's a fence around it, and there's a canoe
at
in the front door.
Yeah. And the line of sandbags, it goes on and on. And look at all the amount of volunteers that you see. In every picture, there is people moving and bustling to help each other out.
These communities learned something from these previous floods. U.S. Highway 97, the main highway that runs north-south through the valley, was elevated and strengthened during the Cold War. After 1972, most of the communities also set about constructing dikes. And with modern technology and communication systems, the communities now have days, if not weeks, to prepare for floods, which they didn't decades ago. I'm Emily Schwing, reporting.